Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. Folks, this week I want to talk about challenges facing the South African livestock industry. And for perspective, livestock is an important part of the South African agricultural economy. It makes up about half of the country's agricultural fortunes. And of course, that would be livestock and poultry. So when there are challenges in these industries, they can present serious risks to our agricultural fortunes. And over the past few years, these industries have faced numerous challenges that they had to ride out and keep the production. And I mean, if you think back, even in 2020, there's been a rise in feed input cost. You look at that period at maize and soybean prices and how these have trended over time, it's been an increase in these. That means then the input cost of a farmer that is in livestock and poultry has been increasing over time. And if you are in poultry, maize and soybean make up roughly 70% of your feed cost or input cost. So that's a huge component on that. The other issue, particularly for those that are in red meat industry, is that as their feed prices were increasing, we also saw that consumers were under financial strain because of the damaging effects of COVID. And that meant that the demand for red meat products in certain cohorts of consumers, we saw that declining as people opted for cheaper forms or affordable forms of protein because of that financial strain. And that means then you have a weakening demand, you have a rising input cost. Those factors alone, they already put a bit of a strain on businesses that are in the red meat industry. I think the most pronounced one in South Africa was the spread of a foot and mouth disease to about 6 of our 9 provinces for the first time in history of the industry or of this country. So that was something that was a challenge for farmers. And the foot and mouth disease, although it didn't spread and affect all cattle in South Africa, it affected certain farms, but spread in these provinces in about 6 of our 9 provinces. It meant that there will be a temporary ban in our exports in certain markets. And the South African government itself took certain proactive steps by extending the ban into certain auctions and movements of cattle for some months last year. So all of that affected the business conditions in the red meat industry. And of course, other industries like the poultry were affected by feed and stuff. And the wool industry was also affected by these bans. Now, despite though this foot and mouth disease, the industry did try to actually continue to perform well and push exports in some markets where we could in certain months. I was just looking now on the trade data on what has been happening in our beef exports, because since the early 2000s in South Africa, we've been trying to build the export markets of our beef industry. So when there are certain temporary bans, this is something that we always worry about. I mean, if you think about year 2001, 2000, we were exporting just under 10,000 tons of beef. And over time, we've been able to increase that to reach levels around 35,000 tons of beef in around about 2019, 2020. So we've been on that drive of saying, let's push for exports of beef. And for this year or 2022, as the foot and mouth disease spread across South Africa, the country was still able to export about 28,422 tons of beef. So 28,000 tons of beef, that's quite sizable. It was, of course, a decline of about 12% from 2021. But I still think this was a fairly robust number considering all of the challenges that we faced as a country. If you think about this and you look at the 10-year average, it was to a certain extent mildly below the 10-year average, as over the past decade we've really succeeded in pushing and building our export markets for beef. The fresh beef counted for about 54% of that, and the balance was the frozen beef, that we saw a bit of a decline. In fact, if you were to take frozen beef and look at the fresh beef, you notice that On frozen beef, the exports had declined notably, about 24% down year on year, while the fresh beef, which account for a bigger component of those exports, was up by 22% year on year. But put all together, we exported just over 28,000 tons of beef, down 12% from 2021. Those are the figures for 2022. And 2022 is the year that had all of these challenges. And I guess some listeners in this podcast may wonder, where does South Africa send all of this beef? And if you look on the fresh beef, Kuwait is a big market, taking about 22% share in our beef exports. Jordan, which is also the Middle East, actually is a big part of our beef market. Jordan takes about 16% of our beef, 13% goes to Mozambique. The UAE, United Arab Emirates, takes about 12%, and then Qatar takes about 9%. The Netherlands, 4%, Lesotho, 3%, same value, 3% in Canada, Zimbabwe, 3%, Mauritius, 3%, Eswatini, 2%. So you take all of these markets together, they make up about 90% of South Africa's fresh beef exports in 2022.